Foley. And crash test dummies are getting heavier because we are. Currently, the heaviest dummy is 15 and a half stone, but that's to go up to 19 and a half. The European safety body says because of rising obesity rates, the dummies will have to get fatter too. Seatbelts and airbags work perfect for people who weigh 11 and a half stone. It's 2 minutes past two.
When was that song, Crash Test Dummies?
Oh, 1994, I'd say.
Mid-90s, anyway, definitely. And that's...
Jesus, as old as me, then.
Yeah, okay, very good. So, so it's been, what, 30 years since the Crash Test Dummies?
Thereabouts, yeah.
28,
we've all gotten a lot bigger in that time.
We've all expanded.
Ben particularly. Ben was an infant.
Sure.
And now he's a, well, mostly fully grown human being.
Yep. Crash Test Dummies.
With Zurich Car Insurance.
Some rain today, heavy at times, getting windy also. Highs of 12 to 15 degrees. Today FM News, have more at 3.
Everybody, here we go. Ben. Where's Phil? Is Phil there?
Okay, we're going to all go together,
yeah,
or we're not
going
to do it at all.
As
right?
a choir.
So
I want full investment, and I want the baritone. You're the baritone over there.
I am, okay.
And what's Ben?
He's soprano.
Soprano. Yeah. And what am I?
Tenor.
And Phil is just a legend.
Castrato.
Geez, you've got them all, haven't you?
I do,
3,
yeah.
2, 1. And... I forgot there was Oz in there,
yeah,
as well.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Today FM's
Cash Machine. So much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Cash Machine. You're welcome.
When?
Today FM, fam. Hey, yeah. Outcast, hey, yeah, this is it, man. Play the music you love. Hello. How are you? Ray Foley in. Monday, God help us. It's in me. Can you get that smell?
What's that smell?
My beloved, my darling, my beloved. Hi, by the way. Hi. Intro bit. Opening of show. Let's put on a show for these people. Ray here, JP there.
Hi, over here, yeah.
Radio, intro. How you doing?
What are you sniffing?
It's in me. It's in me. The smell is in me.
There's a smell that's in you.
It's like, whatever she's done, she's come up with the scientific formula for inserting a fragrance into one's DNA. She's my beloved, Mrs. Foley. She was cooking. Here's another thing, right? I'm going to go off on one now.
Uh-oh. Buckle up.
Strap in, Ireland. We never eat mushroom soup in our house. If we're in a restaurant and we see mushroom soup on the menu, we will not have it. We will have the salad or the prawn pil-pil or a sticky chicken tenders. Are we going to have a cream of mushroom soup? Are we hell?
Are you joking?
Are you having a laugh? Cream of mushroom soup? Are you joking me? Now, don't get me wrong, actually. I'm not one of those people that don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms. And you know what? On the very rare occasion that I've tasted cream of mushroom soup, I've enjoyed it. I've liked it.
Turn on to the FM now. Ray's going off with mushrooms.
Falling broadsides mushrooms. My problem's not with mushrooms, it's with mushroom soup.
Right.
She saw, my beloved, she saw a recipe for mushroom soup and she took a notion, she took a fit of a notion. So this morning, for like an hour in our house, there was mushroom soup boiling away on the pot. And let me tell you, it stank.
The sticky smell.
It was horrific. It was a smell you can smell here at the back of your throat, like back...
Right there.
Back there.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. What?
It was like somebody was boiling old clothes.
What the what the hell is that smell? I'm making cream of mushroom soup, she declares. Where did she get the notion to make cream of mushroom soup? She had to buy an acre of mushrooms, chop them up and put them in a pot. And our house absolutely reeks. And I've had a shower since, like, it's in me. It's in me. So if anyone would like to win some cream of mushroom soup on the radio today, drop us a text or WhatsApp 0874 100102. Hope you had a nice week. Hope you had a fab weekend. Hope you had a nice weekend. This is me writing my emails on a Monday. Hi Ireland! Exclamation mark. Hope you had a fab weekend.
Would you like Ireland to let you know how they got on over the weekend, right?
Let us know how you got on over the weekend. Text or WhatsApp 0874 100102. Niall was there. He was talking about the Cash Machine music.
Lads,
was it the Cash Machine music or was it the Crash Test Dummies he was
cash
talking
machine,
about?
Cash Machine, I think.
Niall, go on.
Lads, can we just appreciate the actual song again for a while? Because it's actually as catchy as hell.
On the Cash Machine.
Ooh, ooh,
Niall, you sing it better than we ever could. Welcome, 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 welcome.
To JFM's Cash Machine.
I'm not going to lie, I find it really irritating.
It's catchy.
No, it's on my wick now. It irritates me. It annoys me. It's up there with cream and mushroom soup. All right, let's do the roll call. 0874 100102. What you get up to over your weekend? This is Today FM. Sophie Ellis Baxter, Take Me Home. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland.
Good afternoon.
Text and WhatsApp. So we love your voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. We'd like to hear the sound of your voice. Are you sounding better than I am this afternoon? Probably. Caroline's over there. Hey, Caroline.
Oh, Ray. Seriously? Mushroom soup?
Oh, yeah. This is on the subject of my wife's mushroom soup that she was making. She's after taking an ocean. Mushroom soup on a Monday. And she will have it for the week then.
Oh, it's a treat that keeps on giving. Lovely.
Yeah, the mushroom soup recipe was getting it going. And she'd never done it before. This is like, yeah, she'd seen it somewhere. And I'm sure the photograph in the magazine.
Try it out. Something different. You know yourself.
I bet it was shared on our WhatsApp group, the girlies. The girlies shared it, a photograph of the mushroom soup, and it looked gorgeous. Cream of mushroom soup. And she thought, you know what, I'll do that on Monday morning. First thing on Monday morning. Ray will love that coming down the stairs. The fresh smell of simmering mushrooms. Grey mulky mass bubbling away on the stovetop. There's been no commitment yet and nothing's been signed, but Micheál Martin is talking about sending over a lump of it to Ukraine so they can use it as a weapon against the Russians. Sorry, Caroline.
Oh, Ray. Yeah. Seriously? Mushroom soup?
A cream of mushroom.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
You need a new wife.
I do.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Caroline putting into words what I wanted to say this morning. Well, much more politely, Caroline said.
Oh.
Let's do a roll call. Raise my name. There's JP. 0874 100 102. I'm here. JP's there. Caroline's there.
Oh.
I know, Caroline. Big love to my wife of 10 years, Sue Ann. She's such a kind and generous person. I'd be lost without her, from John.
Maybe Sue Ann carries a map with her or something.
No, I'm just saying, like, what time is it now? 25 past two. I've spent 25 minutes on national radio slagging off my wife. And this man, the first text of the show from John, big love to my wife of 10 years, Sue Ann. She's such a kind and generous person, I'd be lost without her. John, you're killing me, man. Lots of love to Sue Ann, though. And Ray, we'd be delighted to help you make other wildly tasty mushroom dishes. If you don't like soup, Kate from www.madewithmushrooms.com. Is that a real website?
It would appear to be real, yeah.
Do you know what? I did a stir fry last night and it had chicken and peppers,
some soy sauce in there, some ginger, some garlic, and it had mushrooms.
I like fried mushrooms.
I like mushrooms. Yeah. I'm not anti-mushrooms. I'm just anti-smell of mushroom soup in my house. I'm on show, Ray. Did you survive the weekend without the demon drink? It was so boring. It was so boring.
The days were long, the nights even longer.
I'm telling you, the evenings in particular. Gets dark about 5 o'clock, and I swear to God, it is so boring. And you know what it is? It's an opportunity, and this is the thing that all of us that have given up the drink for November need to remember, right? Because you can look at it as a negative. You can look at it glass half full or glass half empty. Mm. You can be an optimist or a pessimist about it. And really, when you stop and realise you've got all this free time now that you're not spending drinking or getting buzzed, and instead you've got an opportunity to spend that time reconnecting with your family again. Or you can do what I do and just go for a walk because you have to get out of the house. On show, Ray, did you survive? Yeah, I did. Just about. Watching the rugby without a pint was a different experience for me, but I stayed strong from Leon. Leon, I started gaming again over the weekend. I got the new Call of Duty game. It's good. It's one of the few new games that I can play on my old console that still plays, because everything else won't play. I've got Xbox One, and it sure, I should look at him wasting my time. I need to get a new game console. I'll show, lads, any advice on a good quality microphone for working from home as a master of sound?
Where?
Where's who? The master?
Where?
Is Dave Morris still in? Is he?
I think he's left.
We'll forward it on to him.
Master of sound. I am a master of sound. Good afternoon. I am the master of sound.
I'll take it, actually, Mossy. As a master of sound, I know you'll set me right, Foley. Love the show. A from Mossy and Kappa Quinn. Is this a real request? Because I can point you in the right direction. Fairly affordable microphone is the Samson, as in the strong guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
Samson. Oh, I think it's called Q2U. Q2U, and that's a USB microphone, and it sounds very good. It's the one I recommend to everyone that has said, I want to do some podcasting, I want to do a little bit of something. You're going to start texting me in now, going, what's the name of the microphone again? What's it? Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N, Q2U. It's a USB microphone. I think it's about €100. You might even get it cheaper on Black Friday in a couple of weeks. Damn it, Foley and JP, I can smell mushroom soup, and I'm in the truck on the M25 outside London from Frank. It gets caught in the back of your throat there, Frank, doesn't it? I'm on show, and all is right with the world because I've booked a weekend away in Prague for December. Who? Prague! No recession around here.
Ray Foley.
Something to look forward to from Gemma. Gemma, I'm well jealous. We need to book something, get something sorted. All I've got to look forward to is cream of mushroom soup. Stick around, Liz, all next. Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello, it's Ray Foley, Monday afternoon. And text and WhatsApp, 0874 100102 on the subject of the mushroom soup in my house. Claire says, howling, love it, laughy face. But yeah, mushroom soup, no, love the show. Hey, from Claire, cheers Claire. I turned on the radio twice this week. This is from Sharon. I turned on the radio twice this week, and on both occasions, you're saying you needed a new wife. Over the children's allowance and now soup. Watch your words, Ray Foley, from Sharon. Yeah, Sharon, I'm sending out subliminal messages. You're going to end up reading, like, on one of them webs, rsvp.ie, or thegoss.ie. They'll have the exclusive breaking news. Ray Foley and his wife have announced they're going their separate ways. No, Ray Foley's wife has announced that she's going her separate ways, and she's taking her cream of mushroom soup with her. Rachel, she says, tell us, Ray, what have you made for everyone to eat if you aren't a fan of the mushroom soup? From Rachel.
Yeah, good point.
Rachel, did somebody say, just eat? And Adam, rubbing it in, he says, Ray, I'm looking forward to a pulled pork burger tonight and homemade chips and a bottle of wine. While I'm watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I can't wait. I hope you're doing good. Keep up the good work. Enjoy the boredom and misery, from Adam. Adam, it's going to be a long November. I know what I signed up for, though. and I'm doing this thing. Oh, I weighed myself. I had a naughty weekend. Food-wise, I wasn't good, but I stayed off the drink. Put on 2 pounds.
Okay, but you've a net loss of five or so. Yeah,
that's good. Pretty good, isn't it? What have I got for you? This is Aaron Roderan. Oh, the quiet. We heard this in the news at 2 o'clock. The Aaron Roderan are set to reintroduce quiet carriages. It's an option for passengers on the Dublin to Cork services and Cork to Dublin services to book a quieter carriage. Carriage G was previously phased out back in 2018, but back due to popular demand. Let me call my train guy.
Oh, yeah. I love your train guy.
He's a good guy. 1 second. There we go. I'm punching it through.
It's ringing.
Hang on. He loved this.
Hello.
It's oh so still.
Barry Kenny, Irish Rail, how are you?
I'm very good. How are things, Ray?
I'm good. You knew it was me straight away. Come here. I never knew that the quiet carriages were gone. What happened to them in the first place?
Well, firstly, and forgive me if I'm doing you wrong, I couldn't see you being a candidate for a quiet carriage.
No, I would be politely asked to leave.
Maybe it might become impolite after a little while. Yeah.
Actually, there's something to be said. I am a passenger that gets annoyed, particularly at these people that like to watch YouTube videos at full volume on their phone or scrolling through their Instagram reels and video after video, and they don't have headphones on. It actually drives me crazy. Ironically, as the loudest person generally in the room, it is irritating. But this is an option for people that don't want the noise.
It is. Now, look, I would say you shouldn't be doing that in any carriage, but this is a particularly quieter carriage that we're choosing from today. It's on most services in the Dublin to Cork route. Full details on irishrail.ie. And basically, if you want a quieter environment, it's both from a customer choice point of view, but also then people who've got sensory issues. We've been talking to groups like As I Am, who represent the autistic and Asperger's community, that kind of the normal hustle and bustle of a journey can obviously impact quite negatively on their travel. So, one, it makes it more comfortable for that group. But two, it's just general customer choice. We've been getting customer feedback. Will you try and bring the quiet carriages back? And we're doing it from today, as I say, on most Dublin Cork services.
Who's going to enforce it, Barry? Is there going to be a guard there or a librarian to say,
pointing a little sign. Look, I mean, the thing about it is, and what's changed, I suppose, since the last time is, when you're booking your travel, you'll see it very clearly that you're booking a travel in a quieter carriage or not.
Right.
And likewise, then, if you're last minute and you just come to the station, it'll be very clearly branded both inside and out. So in terms of you choosing your seat, you'll see it there. So firstly, we're assuming the vast majority who will be in the carriage will have chosen that they want a quieter journey. Secondly, then, we've obviously got onboard train hosts as well, and they'll be making sure that people are aware. It's not about going around with a big stick or pointing the signs or dragging people out. It's about making sure that people understand that there is a choice there, whether you pre-book or whether you're last minute, to go in a quieter area or to go in the normal area, where you should, of course, as I said earlier, still behave with understanding.
Oh, that'd be lovely, yeah. And would you encourage people to engage in citizens' arrests? I mean, I'd be prepared to put myself forward for that, like, I could be a shusher.
Hard takedown. You just grab somebody.
I'd be a vigilante shusher going up and down the train, Barry.
You could train people.
Is that a pun? Is that a pun?
No, it's not. Jesus. Unfortunately, no railways are just a pun factory. It's unavoidable. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Can I ask another question then? So you're putting this on the only on the Dublin Cork route, Cork Dublin route.
Yeah.
Are Irish Rail saying that Dublin and Cork people are the loudest, thereby the most annoying people in the country?
Now, listen, my mother's from Cork and I'm from Dublin, so I really can't...
is that a position you're taking? Is that an Irish position?
No, look, what we have is we've an hourly service in the Dublin-Cork route, so we've more capacity. So it's a route where we suppose we can define kind of dedicated capacity for people who want this service. Obviously, we'll be looking at customer feedback. If this goes well, if people like it, if people enjoy it, we'll be expanding it to other routes. So we're starting in Dublin-Cork because it has the frequency to be able to say, okay, we're going to take a bit of this capacity on each train, put it over to this, and see how customers feel.
Barry, thanks for taking my call. My train guy, my rail guy.
We're here always for you.
Barry, be quiet.
Shh.
Barry, be quiet.
Oh, so still.
Are you still there?
Yeah, it's still hanging on.
Barry, Barry,
this is a bit weird.
Barry, this is a bit weird. Go on, thanks for taking me call. So quiet, so still. Right, stick around and play some Dua Lipa for you. And Today FM's Cash Machine Call's coming up as well. Robbie Williams, let me entertain you. This is Today FM. Play the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. I love how we know exact, like, that bit of sax. Is it saxophone or is
yeah.
it? At the
oh,
end.
It's trumpet, I believe, yeah.
Is it trumpet? What is it? The. Ba 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 da da. Who else knows that? I think all of us know that, but nobody acknowledges that all of us know that. Like, anyone who's a fan of Robbie Williams, we all know that bit by heart. The. Ba 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 da da. Am I wrong? We all know it. 0874 100 102. On the subject, we were talking earlier on about mushroom soup and the stink of mushroom soup, cream of mushroom soup, that is. Saul is over there. Hello, Saul.
Hey, Ray. It's Saul here.
Saul's a kid.
A child.
A young child. Hello, Saul.
Me and my daddy agree that mushrooms are the athlete foot of the food world. I love the show.
Hey. Mushrooms are the athlete's foot of the food world. Well, they are a fungus.
True, yeah. Same family.
That powder, you need to add some athlete's foot powder on your cream of mushroom soup. Sir, would you have black pepper? No, thanks. Some of that athlete's foot powder? Yeah, I'll take a little sprinkle, actually. Parmesan? No, thanks. And on the subject of the quiet carriages on the train, you're going to be able to get a specially designated quiet carriage on the train. We were talking to Barry Kenny from Irish Rail earlier on. Rory says, I think they should flip it. Carriages should be all quiet. So the entire train should be the entire train should all be quiet carriages except for one for noisy people. And then they should unhitch it and leave it at the station for Rory.
That's genius.
No, aside from the unhitching it bit, Rory, which is, you know, funny, I think the rest of it all makes sense. Have you ever been on the French, the high-speed TGV in France?
Haven't been on it, no.
It's very impressive. And they've got a rule where you're not allowed mobile phones, you're not allowed anything that makes noise. Then again, the French are shushers. They're very... There'd be an act of shushing.
Please, monsieur.
Monsieur.
Shush.
Shush.
I did more of an Italian shush, actually. Yeah, sorry about that.
Shush. And if you want to use your phone or anything, you need to go to the middle, or what is it, the kind of joining section. But that's quite big. There's quite a lot of room there to stand around and chat on your phone and make whatever noise you want to make. Emma thinks I'd be a great vigilante shusher. Thanks, Emma. And Rain JP, could you tell the weatherman that there's a storm here in West Cork all morning? Weatherman said windy at times, my eye, from Maura. Maura, it is windy at times, all the time. That's what a storm is, Maura. You're not grasping the meteorology of the situation. Ray, have you tried kombucha? Yeah, I was talking about being bored. Here's a funny thing, right? Been off the drink. Here's a funny observation that I've made. Since I've been on the dry since it was the last Monday.
You're having a lot of lucid spells lately. A lot of clear thinking going on.
The clarity that giving up the drink after 10 years has brought me. It's unbelievable. No, genuinely though, I'm very bored, right? But I'm not doing anything less. Oh, how do I describe it? The only thing I'm not doing is drinking. But I'm bored. But it's not like that when I'm drinking, I'm having a lot of fun and doing amazing things and having a great time. I'm not. I'm still doing the same as I ever was, which is just sitting on the couch or watching telly.
So you're kind of feeling a bit restless almost. Is
I'm
it
bored.
Restlessness?
I'm bored.
Bored, okay.
I'm actually bored. Yeah. Anyone else on the dry? Or generally when you give up the drink, it's like, just nothing to do. But the only other thing I was doing was having a couple of drinks. Ray, have you tried kombucha? I've been on the dry since last week and it's nice and suppable from Kenny. Kenny, I did. There's a kombucha place that I tried. Their ginger, I don't know if they're Aldi or Lidl. They do a ginger and lemongrass. Let me come back to you on that. And Ray, what's your console, Xbox or PlayStation? I've both. I've Xbox One.
A two console household. Wow.
Oh, no recession around here. I don't have any of the new ones, you see. They're all old consoles. So I have an old Xbox One upon which I have been playing Call of Duty. The new Call of Duty. Downloaded it yesterday and it's keeping the boredom at bay as I sip my sparkling water and generally hate my winter evenings. I was playing Call of Duty until 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh no.
Here's the thing about Call of Duty, right? You play it and then all of a sudden it's over. You're like, is that it? It's over. That's it. And you don't know when it's going to end. It could end at any point. Because some of the Call of Duty games are way shorter than the others and others are way longer. So you could be playing away and it's like, next mission, here we go. Cutscene, next mission. And then it's like, it's over. That is.
Isn't all the value in those games online? So you go on, you shoot other people.
I don't do any of that.
All right.
Because I'm terrified of a 10-year-old kicking my ass. And genuinely, I'm not joking. I hate that. I get very caught up in my own head. So, let me see. Bear with. Here we go. What is the name of the current Call of Duty game? This is the thing that blew my mind yesterday when I was trying to find it. There's been one a year for the last 20 years, nearly. What's the name of the current Call of Duty game?
I know there was a Ghost Recon, wasn't there? Or a Call of Duty Ghost something. Then there was Black Ops, was there?
What's the current one called? The one that just came out last week.
Call of Duty 2022.
Wrong.
Like FIFA. No.
No.
Call of Duty, and here we go again.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Hang on a second. What?
Nah, there's been... You see, this is it. This is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which is a sequel to a reboot of the original Modern Warfare.
Blowing my mind.
Which in itself was remastered and brought out again on the modern consoles. So I'm on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. What was the one last year, last November, that I played during last year's dry November?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, no number after it.
Vanguard.
Oh, okay.
What was the one in 2020?
Was it Black Ops then?
Black Ops Cold War.
Oh, close enough. Not right.
Call of, 2019 Call of Duty. I'll give you a clue. We're on the sequel now.
Modern Warfare. Get in there.
Then there's Call of Duty Black Ops 4. I'm going back in time, right?
Sure.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Call of Duty WW2, World War 2. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Call of Duty Ghosts 2013. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 2012. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 2011. Call of Duty Black Ops 2010. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Hang on a minute. So there are two Modern Warfares.
There was a Modern Warfare 3 you said there. Now we've gone back to 2.
Yeah, because that's the old ones. And this is the sequel to the reboot of the old Modern Warfares.
Oh, God, I'm getting a stress headache.
It'd blow your mind, wouldn't it? And then you need to go back through your games library and go, which ones have I bought? And which one do I need to buy for this year? I don't know what you've been told. One Republic on Today FM. Time is running out. Republic and I ain't worried. This is Today FM playing the music you love. I ain't worried about it. This radio station is giving away €20,000 in just a few minutes. Making the call on the Today FM cash machine. We'll find out if we've got a winner for your Monday afternoon. Making someone's day today. Over €20,000. Text and WhatsApp's 0874 100102. Ray, there's a new non-alcoholic beer out called Impossible Brew. You heard of this? Impossible Brew? No alcohol, but has new tropics.
I'm going to need you to spell that for me.
N-O-O tropics. New tropics.
All right.
Forget your old tropics. Forget your middle-aged tropics.
We'll pass those.
We only want the new tropics. It's got new tropics in there, so you get that nice fuzzy feeling like you've had a couple. Amazing stuff from Ronan. Hang on, is it drugs or something?
Is that strictly road legal, Ronan? What's going on there? New tropics.
All right, look it up and see if it's...
All right.
Surely they can't be putting something in that gives you a buzz that isn't legal. Or that isn't, you know...
Well, caffeine can give you a buzz. Is that what we're talking about there, Ronan?
They say there's caffeine in the kombucha, actually. Right. On my kombucha bottle, I was looking at it when I was drinking it over the weekend. What's this? This is Pro Culture. Let me call my kombucha guy. Let me call my kombucha guy.
Where did you come across your kombucha guy? I mean, where initially did you strike up this relationship?
On Twitter. It's ringing. Just on the social platforms.
Right.
Hello, is that Barry?
It is indeed.
Barry Flanagan from Pro Culture.
It is indeed. How are you, Ray?
Hello, sir. I'm a big fan of your work. You got me through dry November 2020. Hang on, what's this? 2021. No, you got me through dry November 2021 last year.
Brilliant.
Which your ginger and lemongrass, am I right?
Ginger and lemongrass, yeah. I think you're a big fan of that as well, yeah. Thank you so much for your support.
We also have the orangey one as well, I love.
So the blood orange and turmeric, which we kind of call it as a fake Fanta flavour. So kids can kind of drink it and they think they're drinking Fanta, and then they kind of are amused and shocked that they're actually drinking kombucha, which they never would have heard of before then as well. So cheers. Thank you so much for supporting our small little company.
I don't like the other one, though. In fairness, you know, there's negatives with every positives. Yeah. I always leave the berry one behind.
Yeah.
Now, for my family drink it, I just don't drink it. But this isn't something for everyone in the pro culture.
Well, this is it. And we hope hopefully touch all bases then as well. So as you said, like the turmeric is anti-inflammatory properties, the ginger has aids digestion, and then the wild berry is kind of, I suppose, a sweeter one that if you don't really like that much sweetness, it's not going to be your cup
That's
of
it, you
tea,
see.
Pardon the pun.
And certainly I'm taking it in place of like a gin and tonic or a glass of wine in the evening. So in terms of the flavours, the mix. Tell us about kombucha, right? Because a lot of us still would have this notion of it like, oh, that's too fancy, that sounds daft, that's crazy. But we are, as we're experimenting with other options drink-wise, kombucha is certainly one of the ones that we're turning to. Where'd it come from?
So kombucha would, I suppose the story goes, it actually came from Asia. And there was a doctor, Dr. Kambu, who ended up going over to China to heal emperor of China who was feeling ill. So Dr. Kambu back years ago. He would have got a slow boat or whatever over to China, and he ended up coming up with this mushroom tea, as they would have called it, because there's a scoby, which would be like a jellyfish. And it kind of, some people think it looks like a mushroom, or it looks like a jellyfish, as I said, on it. And he ended up giving that to the Chinese emperor, and he absolutely loved it. And obviously China, being a number one exporter of tea across the world, obviously took upon fermenting this tea. So what it is it's sugary tea with scobies. So scoby is an acronym for a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. So essentially, if you leave sugary tea out on your kitchen table and come back to it the next day, you'll kind of see a film of on top of it. And that's all the yeast and bacteria that are attracted to the sugary tea, and they eat the sugar and create good gut bacteria and acids then for what we know today as of kombucha then.
Right. It doesn't initially, like 20 years ago when there are a number of places, like in your pub, when it started appearing in pubs, it was this bottle of horrible plonk that you'd be like, oh, I'm being good, I'm going to try the kombucha, and it was horrible. This notion now, though, that it doesn't taste like tea, and you can add other flavours to it. That's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly that. So I suppose it's kind of where there's, obviously there's kombucha that you do at home, but you don't have all the, the equipment to be able to kind of match, as in that it's not too sour, but it's not too sweet then as well. So even I have kombuchas on my table at home, and they'll be completely different to the kombuchas that we do here inside in the brewery, on the basis of I don't have the exact equipment to make sure that we're following everything by the tea. We're making sure that everything is doing what it's supposed to be doing. But we can also then stop the fermentation, that it's where we don't let it go too vinegary either. So a lot of people's perception is that kombucha is too vinegary. It's like apple cider vinegar. But with ours, we kind of stop it between, as I said, the sweet and the sour. So it's where it's approachable. It's if you're drinking tea, you're drinking carbonated fermented tea. But what we find, especially here in the pub, is that, and like what you're kind of raising now, is a lot of people are off the drink for the month of November, but there's so many more options available to them to have a non-alcoholic experience if they want to go out then as well. So we put it into a nice, beautiful stemmed glass. We add our different fruits or different garnishes depending on which kombucha that we're serving then as well. We can make mocktails from it, so you can put it with a seedlip gin, or you can put it with
Lear. Or a shot of vodka. Or
you can, so like the... As in, if it's a non-alcoholic, as I said, Lear's would have kind of non-alcoholic whiskeys that have rums and stuff like that. You can pair the kombuchas with the various different non-alcoholic spirits, but also alcoholic.
So you've got the three flavours at the moment. It's wildberry, ginger and lemongrass, and the blood orange and turmeric. I want to ask you about the caffeine. It says it contains caffeine. How much is in there? Is it going to keep me up at night?
It's not going to keep you up at night, but it's actually the blood orange and turmeric, and the wild berry would more be herbal tea blends. But the ginger and lemongrass, which is the one of your choice, would have a lot more green tea in it. So it would have green tea. It would have caffeine in it more so than the other two.
Right.
But in saying that, it's not going to pack a punch like you would have of a double espresso or anything like that.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be drinking it just before you go to bed. It's kind of a drink that starts you, gives you a bit of a kick in the morning, and you can have throughout the day. But like, I suppose, if you're going to be winding down for the evening, it's a cup of chamomile tea or something like that.
And the other one I wanted to ask you, Barry, before I let you go, calories. Like, is if you drink, I don't know, a big glass of Coke, it's loaded with sugar and calories. How many calories is going to be in a kombucha?
So in a complete bottle of our kombucha, there's 32 calories in a complete serving then as well.
That's grand.
And it's kind of where, like, even we've done a lot of events, and it's kind of where it's a healthier alternative to sugar, is what we'd say. So like you, and it's horrendous to think, but there's some sugary drinks that are out there that have 50-odd grams of sugar per serving, or a kombucha would have 12 grams of sugar per serving then as well. And when you actually measure out 12 grams of sugar or 50-something grams of sugar, it's a lot then
as
well.
It's a big difference. Your website is ProCulture.com. I said you were an Aldi or Lidl. I didn't know which one it was. It's Aldi, is it?
So we've been looking enough being an Aldi for the last 2 years as part of the Grow with Aldi program, and then also were their Aldi specially selected range inside in 150 stores nationwide.
Love you, Aldi. Lots of love for the Aldis.
Love you. Lots of love to the Aldi.
All right, man. Listen, thanks for taking my call. And
thank you so much.
For the November.
And if we'll send you out some goodies then as well, and we hope you get through your dry November. Hopefully, we can help along the way.
We'll give out some then if people are texting and want to try some kombucha. We'll do that on the air. Listen, man. All the best. Yeah. Cheers, Barry.
Thank you so much. Take
cheers,
care.
Buddy. Bye. They're in Kildare, making kombucha in Kildare, and Salins in Kildare. And that's Barry. That's your he's my kombucha guy. Right, stick around. Cash Machine. Making that call next, and David Guetta coming up as well.
Today FM, playing the music you love, Wheelis and Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, I don't play FIFA because I don't know how to play football. And I think mashing the buttons on a controller while a bunch of video game characters in football jerseys run across the screen and kick the ball and stuff, it just won't make any sense to me.
So, but you're able to kill hordes and hordes of people with machine guns, right? Are you saying that that's where your expertise is as opposed to football?
I'm good at what I'm good at.
Gunplay as opposed to football play.
I know what I like.
Yeah.
There's Gears of War as well, which is good.
They haven't made a new one of that in ages, have they?
They had one a couple of years ago and I just gave up on it. It got to a really... This is the other thing that happens. Games need to be very easy for me to keep coming back to them. Just manageable enough. I like to get killed once or twice, and then if I can't come back after that, then I'm out, and that's it, I'm done.
Just everything to beginner levels and you're laughing.
I throw all my toys out of the pram. There's a bit in one of the last Gears of War games where this humongous zombie sort of monster lad, he keeps crashing through the sort of ice, and you need to shoot the ice under him and he falls through. I don't remember what I'm... And I swear to God, I spent like 2 days on it. I was like, and then I just threw the controller in the bin and I said, I'm never playing this stupid console again. Recent iterations of Tomb Raider have been very good as well, actually.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Back on television tonight. Was it on last night? The first night was last night. Did you see your man who said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, before he even got there?
Was that the lad who was going to jump off the building but didn't?
Yeah, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So he's like, that's just basically a free trip to Australia.
And does he still get paid for that?
I'd say he gets something.
Either way, they've flown him over there. They've put him up in a top-notch hotel or a villa or something. Does he stay there now for the whole time as well? I guess he does. Does it? Hardly.
Soft gig.
I do it on those terms. Rock up to the front gate of the jungle bit where they are, the bridge. I'm like, nah, I'm a celebrity. Give me out. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Cushy little gig. I tell you. Love to do it on those terms.
Where's the other story as well? There was one I saw about some influencers having a pop at Boy George. Well, did you see your man, the young fella, introducing himself to Boy George and didn't know who he was? Well, I think that's fair enough. If you're like, if you're born in the last 20 years, how would anyone know who Boy George
is? Exactly.
Yeah, Babatunde. He was the first star to quit trial. Just 36 minutes into the first episode, he was gone.
Get on.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Yeah, CBBS. Chloe Goodman blasts I'm a celebrity for crazy decision to allow Boy George into the jungle after prison stint. I'd forgotten this story about Boy George.
Oh, yeah.
He went to prison. He was jailed in 2009 after attacking a man called Auden Carlson in a drug-fueled rampage.
They're never good.
Do you know what? I love a
rampage. Try kombucha, will you, George?
I love a rampage. But a drug-fueled one, you can count me out. So she went on this, she's on CBBS, Children's BBC.
That's right, yeah.
And she said that what are they thinking? They shouldn't have. She said, I find it crazy how I'm a celeb have Boy George on after he assaults and falsely imprisoned a man. People have been kicked off the show for tweets they did decades before. Hashtag hypocrisy at its finest. She since deleted it. Your man was asked, the man, apparently he falsely imprisoned this guy. Boy George did.
And serious stuff, yeah.
He did time in prison for it. And they asked your man, Auden. He said, I still see the monster that he is. I'm not going to watch I'm a Celeb, and I love that show. I might watch him doing a Bush Tucker trial.
So he's on the fence.
Well, he'll watch him do a Bush Tucker trial because Boy George won't be enjoying himself in that situation. He says, but I won't vote for him. I won't. This is a direct quote. I won't vote for him. I won't participate. Being in there is too easy for him. When it gets scary, he can say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I couldn't do that when I was chained to his wall.
Ray Foley.
Do you know what? I totally forgot about it. He's in there. He's in the jungle now. Let's see what happens next. We're playing Jesse J. Next.
The last word. Ray Foley.
Ray Foley.
Music you love
Sunday.
All afternoon.
Today FM. He's still in it. That's no crack.
He's not gone altogether.
No, he quit. He said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. But to the trial, to this height thing to get a star for his dinner. But he's still in it. This article made it look like he quit the show. I can't do this. I'm a celeb fans shocked as emotional Babatunde is first star to quit. Just 36 minutes. But no, it was just the trial he quit.
He quit a trial,
He's still in it. He's staying in the jungle.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
This is Today FM.
Some rain today, heavy at times, getting windy too, highs of 12 to 15 degrees. Today FM News, more on the last word at 4:30.
He doesn't sound like that, right? That's just mean, he doesn't sound like that.
Hello, I'm welcome to the last word.
Hey, Ben!
Yes, Ray.
I have a question. You're a news guy.
Yeah.
Delivering the news.
Yeah.
Giving people the news that they need.
Yeah.
The needworthy news.
Yeah.
Is there a news position? Because there's a big I'm a celebrity, get me out of here story breaking in the last hour, yeah, about one of them leaving. Okay. Now, big show, interest in it. A lot of people talking about it. And loads of people texted us because we were talking about I'm a Celebrity a few minutes ago. And loads of people were texting us then, just hear the latest. See the big news about the person leaving. Do you have a spoiler position in the newsroom where it's like, no, we're not going to reveal that because that's going to be on the show tonight? Or do you, like, what is the rule?
There is no rule, but I remember something similar happened with Love Island in the summer.
Okay.
And somebody had left and I had done on the news that somebody is leaving, but I didn't say their name.
Okay. I'm thinking we should probably have we need a paper.
We need protocols.
Are people watching it?
It's a big show. I guess people, I'm concerned about Like, because the so someone has gone in shocking circumstances after only 24 hours. Someone,
well, I don't
has
know if it's
gone.
Shocking.
Well, it's like
it's precautionary.
They were only there 24 hours.
It's precautionary.
Well, it's a big shock that they're gone.
To them, yeah.
Big news that they're gone.
It's a surprise.
But equally then, we don't want to be on here going, oh, the person is gone, blah, 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 we've ruined it for you if you're going to watch it tonight. Do you know that kind of a way?
No, I totally understand, yeah.
So are we doing that then? Is that our position then?
Yeah, our position is it's not happening.
What's not happening?
Until it happens.
So once they reveal it on the telly, because it's all over the internet, but they need to do it on the telly, is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking, I was wondering what's the case.
Good chat, Ray.
I'll follow your lead then, Ben, yeah, on this one. Thanks. Good to talk, and we'll catch up again tomorrow on that big story. Ray Foley.
Don't go and look it up now. It's out there now.
Just wait till it's on the telly tonight. A little mix and Black Magic on Today FM. This is Ray Foley here on the radio. Good day and welcome to Monday. JP's there as well.
I am here, yes.
And you're doing the World of Wonder.
World of Wonder.
World. Oh, sorry, there it is.
Mystery. Oh, World of Wonder.
Welcome to a World of Wonder.
Welcome to a World of Wonder.
You can do better than that.
Can I? Welcome to a world of wonder.
A world of wonder. Welcome.
Welcome
to a world of wonder.
You should do it.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You're doing it.
Welcome to a world of wonder.
Welcome to a world of wonder. World of Wonder Toys. They're a fully Irish-owned company, World of Wonder Toys. With all of the top toy brands available. You can visit World of Wonder in Clonmel, Cork, Ennis, Killarney. Sorry. It's not working there. Oh, cheeker. Sorry about that.
Bit of feedback on that one.
Killarney. Loughrea. Mallow. Mellow. And Nina. They also deliver with standard delivery all over Ireland within 1 to 3 days. For more, see worldofwonder.ie. Welcome to our world of wonder. It really is beautiful. What we managed to do, the audioscape we create.
You're
here.
You're a master
on this
of sound, right?
I'm a master of sound. Hey, guys, we've got an elite, not any old run-of-the-mill trampoline.
Not amateur, ain't like that.
An elite 12-foot by 8-foot rectangular trampoline to give away every day this week on the show. And a €200 voucher for
World of Wonder.
See www.worldofwonder.ie. Here's what we're doing to give away the trampoline. This is going to be such fun. You need to be in a position to bounce. So we don't want anyone in the car. We don't want anyone in the workplace where they need to be super quiet or anything. We need you, if you're entering, we want you bouncing.
You have to bounce.
If you're not bouncing, you don't. You're immediately disqualified,
yeah,
and
you're cut off.
And you lose the trampoline.
Yeah,
there's a trampoline on the line here, guys.
Bounce for us.
So we want you to bounce. You can either be on a bed if you like, or you could already have a subpar trampoline,
or you could just naturally propel yourself by jumping up and down. Any kind of a bounce you want, as long as you're bouncing.
We want you bouncing anyway. While you're answering the questions, you got to get 5 out of 5 in our bouncing quiz. And then you win a trampoline and a €200 voucher for World of Wonder Toys. If you're up for a bounce, text Wonder or Wonder. Wonder. Welcome to our World of Wonder. So text Wonder along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. We'll play next.
Stay the night.
On Today FM. Z Sing Out, Let's Stay the Night. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Hi, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Am I bouncing as well?
Yeah, you can bounce if you want. This is going to be a real test. Are you bouncing? Oh, you are. Look at the jiggle on that.
This one's gone this way.
And
this
and one's gone the other way, yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's like a helicopter effect you've got on.
I run a very physical show.
This is actually a bit of a test of your cardiovascular skills.
World of Wonder. Welcome to World of Wonder. It's a
Oh, jeez. Sorry about the feedback.
Welcome to a World of Wonder.
World of Wonder toys. They've given us a €200 World of Wonder voucher to give away.
Let me make a phone call.
He's punching in the numbers.
Just bouncing. Who's this we're calling?
This is Miriam bouncing in Wicklow.
Miriam.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you?
I'm so scared of the mind of the road.
I can't hear you. I can't, Miriam, I can't hear you.
Put us on the
handset. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
I can hear me. I'm here. Hold on.
Who's there with you? Hello?
Can you hear me? My three kids are in the car. I'm on the side of the road jumping up and down like a lunatic. Seriously.
Who are your three kids?
Okay, Freya, Kayla and Evie.
Hi, gang.
Say hi, girls. Hi.
Hi. That's the sound of three mortified children.
I'm mortified.
What's the weather like where you are?
Hello? This call is on hold.
This call is on hold.
She's bouncing up and down, you know.
No, I'm here.
You're
I'm
back
here.
Now. What's the weather like?
It's raining.
So you're standing in the rain outside the car?
I'm outside. I'm pulled into the garage.
Or are you
nobody can see me.
You're in a safe place then. What's the garage?
Apple Green.
Apple Green where? Where?
In Rathmew. I don't want to say everyone would be looking at me.
Shout out to everyone in the Apple Green in Rathmew. If anyone's going past the Apple Green in Rathmew or want to pull in there and give us a few beeps on the radio while Miriam is taking part in our
support
bouncing quiz.
Miriam, yes.
In our bouncing quiz.
Ray's bouncing up.
I'll bounce
up,
with you as well, okay?
In solidarity.
I'm currently bouncing up and
although
down.
It's not that
Miriam.
Solid.
There's a lot of wiggle on this wobble. There's a lot of wobble on this wiggle. All right, here's what...
Oh, my God!
So here's what we're doing. You need to keep bouncing the entire time we're doing this quiz. I'm bouncing as well while I'm reading it. While I'm reading your questions. World of Wonder Toys, they're a fully Irish-owned company. They're in Clonmel, Cork, Ennis, Killarney, Loughrea, Mallow and Nina. I'm bouncing, you're bouncing, let's do the quiz.
Keep going, Rick, keep going.
I'm okay, I'm fine, I'll be going.
He's got to pop a hamstring.
Miriam.
Yes.
For every answer you get right, you'd hear this noise. Which is the sound of me.
That's a successful bounce.
Around the radio station.
Okay.
This afternoon.
You're not going to make it if you don't get into the questions.
Question one, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. The guys in the car can help as well. Hello, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, they can. I'll open the door.
Oh, you're on the phone now. You're on the
keep
phone.
Bouncing, keep bouncing,
okay.
Keep bouncing.
Question one, you ready?
Yes.
What's the name of the bouncy tiger character in Winnie the Pooh?
Tiger.
Correct. You're right. Which girl band had a hit with Jump in 2003? It was a cover.
Childhood.
It was
well done. Yes. Excellent.
You're right. That's 2 out of 5.
Nearly there.
Number three. Which... Sorry. I'm getting a bit dizzy.
Come on.
What's another name for door staff in nightclubs?
For what? Say that again.
Security staff in nightclubs.
Door staff, what are they called?
Bouncer. You're right. You're still bouncing, Miriam.
Keep
bouncing.
Yes.
I can really feel it in the calves now.
No, it's a good workout that, yeah.
Name a fabric softener that begins with B.
Bounce.
Is right.
I think we're going to need an order of Malta ambulance in here soon. One question to go.
We gotta
keep
get
bouncing
on the defibrillator.
Keep bouncing.
And for the win, one more. Here we go,
here
Miriam.
Here we go.
Which season follows winter?
Well, it's easy.
Spring!
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, you can stop bouncing and Miriam, you did it.
Oh my god. Oh my god, people think I'm absolutely nuts.
My Apple Watch has just asked me if I'm okay. We did it together, babes. Listen, you got a new trampoline. It's an Elite 12 by 8 foot rectangular trampoline. €200 voucher to spend at World of Wonder. Our World of Wonder online.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It was worth it.
worldofwonder.ie. Miriam, thanks for taking the call. You were brilliant this afternoon.
Thank you. Cheers, Ray.
Yeah.
I love the crowd. Hey!
God, I'm so unfit.
That's a lot of bounce.
I'm in bits. What, like 2.5 minutes of bouncing?
That's a lot of bounce.
I need to lie down after that. It's ridiculous. I'm going to start running or something. Or just my health is just... My fitness levels are disgraceful. Go have a lie down. Right, I've been knocked down. But I'll get back up again. Back on tomorrow from 2. This is Today FM and the music you love. Stand by, Matt Cooper's on the way next.